Back in KMC Sports Zone, week number three of the Winter Sports Edition. As we wrap up the 2025 year, we'll be off for a couple of weeks until we resume coming up on January 7th. Brian Wheatley, head coach of Northland Lynx girls basketball program, with me now. Lynx are 0-5 after three more losses since we last talked. But a competitive early season schedule here. We saw that game on Friday night. Bill and I called it from Northland, 58-53. Edco with the win. Decorah, 58-47. The border battle up at Decorah on Saturday. And then Bellevue with a four overtime thriller on Monday night at home. You had two of the three at home, coach. Then you traveled up to Decorah. But tough schedule early on. And definitely getting the girls to grow up on the run here, and I think it will benefit you down the stretch. But right now, probably doesn't feel like it, especially for the girls not used to this much losing at the varsity level.
Yeah, you know, it's been tough, you know, for sure. But like I said, you know, we kind of knew this year coming into it that we were going to be really young and fairly inexperienced. So we're still trying to figure out, you know, how our kids kind of mix together and how they fit together and things like that. But man, I tell you what, the results aren't there right now. Obviously, the wins and losses that we want, but the progress is definitely there. I mean, if you watched our team play from our first game until the other night, you can definitely see things are coming together and we're starting to figure some things out. And yeah, we played five really good teams, you know, and just came up short in all of them. And right now it's just a matter, we just got to do a few little things better, maybe concentrate a little bit more, you know, on who we're supposed to be guarding and those kinds of things. And that stuff, I think, just comes with experience. So, you know, the one thing I'll say for the girls is there's been nobody pouting. The attitudes have still been great. You know, I was kind of worried after Saturday night. You know, we traveled to Decorah. We had a tough loss with Edco there. You know, don't have a lot of time to worry about it as we played the next day. Mm-hmm. And man, we went up there and fought really, really hard against, you know, Decorah, who's a 4A program. And, I believe they were ranked in the preseason and, just got some kids coming back off injury and they all played against us the other day. So, just a real solid team there, and you know, we had a lead at halftime, and we're right in the game all the way till the end, and then it just kind of got away from us a little bit there. But and then to follow that effort up with Monday night against Bellevue, came in, I think they were 5-1 at the time, four overtimes. I never had a game quite like that before in my 25 or whatever years of coaching, and just had a lot of kids step up and make some plays, you know, to send it to overtime or whatever the case might be. And just kind of ran out of gas there maybe a little bit in that fourth overtime, but which is understandable. Yeah. You know, we'd gone Friday, Saturday, and we didn't practice Thursday because of the weather. So, but again, you know, the results aren't what we want right now, but I think the process that we're going through is the right one. And I think we're definitely improving, and I think you're going to see our team hopefully continue to get better and start putting some wins on the board here.
You touched on a couple of things there, the attitude, effort, and then being coachable. Take the coaching of those little things you need to improve on, and those are all things that can get better when those things are there. And I know that's something you appreciate, you and Coach KG appreciate from the girls of, hey, it's not what we want either right now, but staying positive and knowing that things can get better.
I'd ask, you know, how you doing and all that stuff, and I'm fine, you know. So the biggest thing, I think, and I really have enjoyed this season, and I don't know if everybody believes me when I tell them that, but I really enjoy the kids that we have and their willingness to learn and get better, and they want to get better, you know. And like we've told them, as long as you keep that attitude and that mentality, then you're going to improve, right? You're going to get better, and good things will happen to you. So that's where we're at right now. You know, we still feel there's a lot of season in front of us, and you know, like every year, we want to be playing our best in February, and I really think, you know, we're showing some signs of that here in these early struggles. But again, just I'm really proud of the kids. You know, they fought like crazy. They have been fighting like crazy. We're just coming up a little bit short right now. So we got to keep plugging away and hopefully get things turned back the other direction here.
And two more games coming up before the holiday break here with Friday night. You'll travel to East Buchanan and then Monday night back at home for a contest against Turkey Valley in a split doubleheader with the boys. So two more games, and then you'll have that break. Talk about what you'll do during the break, a scrimmage schedule, or how much time will you give the girls off?
Yeah, we'll take our normal about 4 or 5 days off. We talked to a couple different teams about a scrimmage, and I guess I haven't really decided yet which route we're going to go. This might be a break where we just really focus on ourselves. Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll have to, if we have a good opportunity that I think is a good fit, we'll take it there. But, you know, we got a couple tough ones coming up the rest of the week here and then into next week. You got going to East Buchanan. It's always a big rivalry. And, you know, they're going to be ready to play us. That's one thing we talked about a little bit after the Edco game the other night is, you know, that name on the front of your jersey is going to get teams ready to play you. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to bring their best effort, and that's just the reality of the situation. So we're going to have to be ready to go on Friday going up to Winthrop, and then we turn around Monday and play a top 10 team in Turkey Valley. So right now that's our focus, and then we'll take a few days off and just kind of see what comes over break, and hopefully we can come out of that break just playing a little bit better each time out and go from there.
Indeed. We'll see you on January 6th when you travel to Maquoketa Valley, our next coverage of Northland coming up here from KMCH Sports. Coach, happy holidays, safe travels, and we'll talk to you down the road here.
You bet. Thanks for all you guys do, Swish.
Absolutely. Brian Wheatley, the head coach of the Northland Lynx here on the program as the Lynx at 0-5 move on with two more games before the Christmas break, Friday night and next Monday night. We will have coverage next Monday night of Maquoketa Valley traveling to Edco, a doubleheader we added as that was a postponement of weather back on the 9th last Tuesday. So they are making it up next Monday night and inside the second year, almost new gym up in Edgewood, Maquoketa Valley at Edco. We'll have that doubleheader starting at 6 o'clock. Bill Logan and I will have all the action from KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. The KMCH Sports Zone rolls on a Wednesday night after this right here from Mix 94.7.